and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 364. So close. How are we all doing? Lots of chat. Good grief. Good grief. Let me catch up. Kim was first in. Oh, happy Mother's Day. Thank you very much. Happy Pi Day, indeed. There's 33% off. Now, 33% off where? Take Control eBooks. At 33 point whatever Pi is off all their books. So today's a good day to buy. Kim started to put in her camera doorbell. Neighbour kept following you around. Finally waited until dark. Oh, Kim, what's wrong with these people? You seem to attract people. My dad used to do that. He had me do jobs for him, like soldering cables, and he would be in my personal space, literally in my personal space. And Mum would say, back off, back off. She'll do the job, but back off. I think he thought the capability to do what I was doing would pass to him via osmosis. Never did, but there you go. Oh, and you've even touched up the painting on the house. Wow, busy day, Kim. Busy. Elaine had such a wonderful tutorial this morning. Oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Hello, Jonathan. Oh, the tutorial was amazing. Excellent. Glad you enjoyed it. You could turn lights on anywhere now. Saves changing bulbs, you know. That's why that one we've got in the kitchen that takes sevens just got one left. We'll change it when the last one's gone. Oh, salad and a fried egg sandwich. Oh, salad sandwich. Could just go with that. And a kiwi for dessert. Oh, I love kiwis. Apparently, I shouldn't eat kiwis, but I love them. I love them. What can I say? Hello, Alex. How are you doing? Alex has just had a vegan nut roast. Do you know what? I'm looking at vegan recipes. I am. I need to try out the one Mrs. Simon recommended, which was corn, I think. But you know that thing that happened on my A-Lady? Jonathan, is it happening on your A-Lady? Because it's a UK BBC thing. Or do you not have a screen A-Lady? The one that kept just flashing up random recipes started just before Christmas. There's one. Sausage with sticky onion gravy. It's bizarre. I never asked for it, but it's happened. They've been putting up one that looks like a Victoria sponge cake. Looks lovely. And I'm obviously thinking, that won't be gluten-free. No, it probably isn't. But it's vegan. And I thought, if it's vegan, what on earth is in it? Because there can't be eggs in it. And yet it's a cake. And I'm thinking, you know, can you imagine it trying to make it vegan and gluten-free? It'd be a bag of air, wouldn't it? But I might have to try that one. Oh, so what's Jonathan got for his dinner tonight? What we need to know, Jonathan, the gherkins with it. Because that set Simon off. I love to see your gherkins. Oh, there's a title for the show. I love to see your gherkins. I mean, what better title for the show? Mike's out with Lola. It was debatable whether she was going to get a walk or not. This is because it's really drizzly. It's the kind of drizzle where her coat gets really, really wet. And we're like, it's not good at the minute. She's freaking out at the hairdryer. She was absolutely fine with it. And now she looks terrified the second it goes on. So I don't really want to have to dry her. Anyway, I think they've managed it between two major rainstorms. Fingers crossed. Why doesn't it like the word gherkins? Is it because gherkins has got a H in it? I was not aware gherkins had a H in it. Why was I not aware of that? Why did nobody run that past me first? Indeed, gherkin has a H in it. Well, who knew? I did not know that. Never mind. I've got through life without knowing. Right. Oh, fried egg sandwiches. Oh, this all sounds fantastic. Is Renee first? No. It's the short answer to that. But in your own little mind, Renee, yes. Oh, did Jonathan refresh? I'm hoping he did. Oh, free range eggs. Gorgeous. Oh, Kim, nicely done. First in our hearts. Excellent. How far behind am I? Hello, Renee, by the way. Hello, Paul. How are you doing down under? Here we go. TikTok feta pasta. Right. OK. So I've got two links here to test for young Jonathan. Right. Let's get those over there and do that. Right, there's the first one. Oh, I'm liking those tomatoes. They look lovely. Right, let's then see the next link, because apparently A turned into B. Ooh. Let's have a look at that one. Wow. Wow, is all I can say with that. That looks amazing. Right. Oh, back. Paul's back home. Paul's back home. How did the weather pan out, Paul? Because it wasn't doing too well, was it? Renee only had carrots and peas with baby potatoes and veggie chicken nuggets. Ooh, I've had chicken nuggets once. They were McDonald's. Yeah, never again, I think, was what we decided. But do you know, they're like, the worst thing was actually going in and trying to buy it, particularly with what happened after. You know those huge touchscreen things they have in McDonald's? Mike and I couldn't get the thing to work, which was just as well, because it came out after they're the dirtiest thing in the place. And then they wonder how things spread, like COVID. Maybe they'll take things like that away. That would be good, wouldn't it? Oh no, Paul, came home earlier due to continued heavy rain. I expect that here. I don't expect it where you are. Oh, Renee says, hi, busy bee Elaine. Oh yes, I'm up to the eyeballs. I'm actually working on next week's now. Came straight out of it. It managed to unpublish itself. So I'm trying to find this video and I couldn't find it. And YouTube had automatically unpublished it. So I republished it, got it out there. So that's sorted. I've put the links in for some of the stuff that I used actually in the text below the video. I've just got to get the running order sorted. Mike can't do that because he hasn't got a clue what I was doing. So got that to do. But apart from that, doing well. Oh, poor Jonathan. Never having a birthday cake after someone's blown the candles out. What we need is electric candles that you pretend to blow out, that you just push a button and then they go out. Mm. This is it. Are we ever going to go back to normal? Mike keeps saying, you know, as soon as COVID sorted, something else will happen. We'll see. Over here, it's just like everything's back to normal. So no wonder the scientists, Patrick Vallance and Chris Whitty, are absolutely going bald, literally. Because it's people are planning holidays. They are planning on having 20,000 supporters at the FA Cup final, which I guess is the equivalent to your Super Bowl. Normally they would be, I think Wembley holds, is it 80 to 100,000? So yes, it will be socially distanced, but are they right in the heads? It's the last match of the season. Just let it be. The rest of the season's gone by with no fans, so what's the problem? They're saying it's like going to be a test run. What, to see if they drop dead within a month of COVID? Is that the test? I don't understand. Right, let's try Wembley capacity. Used to be 100,000. Oh, it's now 90,000. It's the one with the silly thing on it, the silly arc. You've not seen the arc, you've not lived. Silly Wembley arc. So when you look at it, you know, if you're only going to put 20,000 people in a stadium that can take 90,000, fair enough. But then you're relying on people's integrity not to move seats. So just imagine you've got this stadium. I think it's on four levels, this stadium. Possibly three. It was three in my day. If you put people in the gods because you've got to spread them out, what's to stop them moving? And if you say, well, the stewards will stop them moving, then they're the stewards, aren't they? I don't understand it. Would you go? There's an answer, an idea. Would you go? Let me tell me that. Oh, an air fryer. I've heard of an air fryer, but obviously I don't frequent the kitchen, so I don't know. And you dampen the envelopes on greeting cards by wetting your finger under the tap. Anthony, so do I. I actually have a bottle of water next to me with a lid on. So I unscrew the lid and pour some water into the lid and then dip my finger in it. I did that the other day. And yet, I reckon how would the recipient know that you've taken to those extremes to do that, hey? How do they know? They're probably, I'll put that in the COVID cave for 3 months. Ah. You're scared of getting a paper cut on your tongue. I've done that before today. It's not pleasant. Oh no. Drinking directly from a drinks can. That's another point, isn't it? We don't do that because basically we only have water. What things did you used to do and not think twice about that you would now? And I've got a great one. I don't know if this happens the world over. It could be a UK thing because we're barking mad here. But how many times as a child, or when you've been out and you've seen a mother with a child, do you see the mother get a paper tissue out and lick it and then clean the child with it? Because I can't see that happening much. That used to happen all the time. Now, I will admit that was way before the days there were such things as like baby wipes, wet wipes to do it with. But I still see people doing that. My gran would do that all the time. And then there's the other thing, isn't there? Kiss your grandma. Kids are going to be like, no way. No way. Oh, good grief. Oh, is there anything else that we used to do that we don't do now? Oh, let me have a look at the air fryer. Does the stuff out of it taste amazing? I've heard about them, but never had anything like it. Nearest thing you probably get in the UK is a deep fat fryer. Oh, which actually looked like that, only it had fat in it, so I don't think you would. Oh, my word. Only $193.57 shipping. Absolutely fabulous. Oh, that is another good one, Anthony. You've seen people lick their fingers to count paper money. Seemed pretty disgusting before COVID. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then you hand it over. Now, isn't there something about, was it 90% of banknotes have got cocaine on them? I don't know how true that is with these rubber things we've got. But Mike and I would do a job which was count the money at church. It would either be what we call plate money, which means it's not in an envelope, it's just thrown into the basket that it's collected in, or it would be in an envelope. And either way, you've got to extract it from the envelope. You also, you tear the end off the envelope and you take the money out. And then you have to write on the envelope how much was in it. And the reason you've got to do that is if the tax department come to inspect you, you have to take it as far back as the actual envelope. Well, you can imagine when you finished that job, your hands were filthy. But we didn't dash straight to the bathroom to clean them. We go home first and then clean them. Now I'm like, I'm not touching the money. Money's not happening. I don't know how people are going on that are doing the count, but we've obviously not left the house, so we're not doing the count either. But oh yeah, absolutely. Licking cotton thread to thread a needle. Oh, absolutely. My mum used to do that, and she'd be struggling with it. And she'd say to me as a child, and I was about six, "Can you thread that needle for me? I can't see." I remember thinking, "What do you mean you can't see?" So I'd thread this needle, obviously, eyesight 20/20. Now I'm like, the other day, I think I had to thread a needle. What on earth would that have been for? What would I be doing with a needle? It wasn't my trousers. That was the last time. I can't remember, but I needed to thread this needle to do something. It took me about 20 minutes. You should have seen the state of me. I thought I'm going to need to get 17 magnifying glasses on this. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. My eyesight is bizarre. I've never worn glasses, only for reading, and only then, about 6 years ago, I was looking at my iPhone and thinking everything looked a bit blurry. I wouldn't have necessarily said, "Oh, well, clearly you need glasses," until I went out to the Trafford Centre and we were coming out of the Apple Store, and we were walking out through Boots, which is a We say a chemist, Boots the chemist, but it sells all kind of stuff. And it sold these reading glasses that you buy off the shelf. I said, "Just let me try a pair of these." And I picked up a one, which is like the least you can have. And I looked at my iPhone and I put these glasses on and looked at my iPhone and I said, "I need glasses." It was night and day. It was like, wow. I can see the retina pixels on it. It's amazing. So I started using reading glasses at that point. But honestly, I don't think there's much point in me going to an optician because my eyes are different every day. One day I'm like, Yeah, they're fine. Don't need any glasses today. And the next day, I literally cannot see. So then I put the glasses on. And like 4 or 5 weeks later, I'm taking the glasses off because I can't see because it's gone the other way. My eyes are totally bizarre. Oh, but still couldn't thread that needle no matter what. You need to wear gloves to count the money. I think you'd have to use, I mean, even then, you'd have to put a mask on as well, really, wouldn't you? Oh, no, I just don't fancy that job at all. Why can't people just... Well, I said for years, and you know what our priest's like. He always comes round to my way of thinking, but it's usually 9 years later. I was saying, what about a PDQ machine or a contactless? Particularly once people started getting iPhones, Androids, but particularly watches. I mean, literally all you'd need to do is double tap the side and waft it. I can't see why that's not there. Some people do direct debit, but then they get the daggers because people are thinking they're not putting in the collection. Nina said that. She'd done the direct debit thing for years and then decided she couldn't do that because people were giving her the daggers. So she started doubling up and putting money in an envelope as well. It is ridiculous. People should be less judgmental. They should look after themselves instead of nosing as to what other people are doing. Would you put the glasses on at Boots now? No. That's a good point, isn't it? No. I buy my glasses because honestly, I only need very, very light glasses usually. A 1, a 1.5, something like that. On occasion, I mean, I went to Alverstone last year and we're sat having dinner. I couldn't see clearly the big projection screen they had up. And I said to Mike, that is blurry. And that was really weird. And the thing with me is that it'll be like that for maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks. And then all of a sudden it'll be absolutely crystal clear. It is insanity. So what I do is I bought some one glasses and I bought one pair of 1.25s because that was the only one they had. They were perfect. I had those on for weeks and weeks until they broke. What I did in the meantime, as my eyes are changing, I'm thinking that's too much or that's not quite enough at the moment. I got a 1, a 1.25, a 1.5, a 2 and a 3, all in different colours, so they're colour coded. If they're red, they're 1.5s. So luckily, Amazon is there for me. Jonathan loves contactless with his watch. It's so convenient. Exactly. Or the other thing we could do, Jonathan, at church is do like the synagogues do, the season ticket. I mean, that is just a good way of doing it, isn't it? Everyone has a season ticket. Or you can have a season ticket if you want. And that doesn't that guarantee you the high holy days? That's what Mike's mum does anyway. She's guaranteed the high holy days because she's got season tickets. And I said to Mike, that's genius. I said, you wouldn't be counting them, would you? Everything will go through automatically as a direct debit or a credit card transaction. And no one would have to sit and count the money. That's ridiculous. I think it's really old fashioned doing that. I mean, I can't believe when I watch Mass on the video, I can't watch Eucharist anymore. You know, a priest hasn't got a mask on. He's got a face shield, but a face shield's not a mask. And then people are going up and they're handling the host. And I'm like, I can't watch it. I'm thinking you're probably watching somebody catch COVID. It freaks me out. It does. The credit card lives in a plastic bag. It works for contactless. That's genius. That is genius. My actual credit cards, I don't think I've ever put them in a machine. Used to do that all the time. When I was at college, I was travelling about 110 miles a day. So I had to fill up a few times a week. And my credit card, while I was at college, College of Law, it split in half. It went through the machines that much. I had to get another one. And Mike's had cards that have split in half because you use them that much. But now mine look pristine. In fact, I needed my card. They sent a new card and they sent it really early, like November. And I didn't need to change it until the end of January. And then I started getting all these emails. And there I am, I had the house upside down looking for this credit card. And I knew I'd put that one in the top drawer. And I said to Mike, do you know where my purse is? You know, my bag. And he said, what bag? I said, well, it's not actually the bag I'm looking for, because I've got this handbag and it's red. And I thought it won't be in there, because I know exactly what's in there. And what I was looking for was two, like, you know, the zip round cases you get when you're traveling and you put your tickets in it. If you can think back that far. Yeah, when you had air tickets and things. I've got two of those. I've got a smaller one that goes everywhere with me, and it's got in everything I need. And then there's a bigger one that's got the rest of the stuff in it. And I needed those two because that's where my credit cards were. Had the house upside down. And I said, look, they would be in the black bag, a canvas black bag. I said, and you took the bag. I said, because I took the bag out of the office. I said, and I told you to put it in the bedroom. He hadn't put the bag in the bedroom, so he had to have the house upside down trying to find the bag. Eventually, he found the bag, and there was the credit cards that I needed. And it was funny because I opened up this zip round thing that I used to use every time we went out. And there was like £10 notes shoved in it, because that was the cash we used when we were out, not been touched in over a year. And Mike said, oh, my wallet's in here. I haven't opened my wallet in a year. And next to it, he had a little pot, and he had the coins in there that he doesn't put in his wallet. It was like an archaeological dig. Bizarre. Oh. Renee's credit card sits in an Apple wallet. That's a good place to put it. And Anthony's the same. Think it's only actually been into a reader twice. Practically everything's online. Me too. But if you do have to go out, the contactless was great when it was, I think it was Aldi. Because Tesco were a pain in the backside. £30. You can't get two loaves of bread and a bottle of milk for £30 at Tesco. And it was, well, we'll put it through separately. And then everyone in the queue is giving you the daggers. Because they're putting in items. Right, that's £29.90. Ping. Okay, we're doing the next lot now. And obviously, if you've got like £200 worth there, you are given the daggers. They are supposed to be upping that. But I do find it ridiculous with Tesco, because there's exactly the same card on my Apple Watch. When I took my car in for MOT, I said, is there a £30 limit on it? And the MOT was 50, I think, and I needed a couple of wiper blades. So I think the bill came to about £80 with whatever it was. And I said, is there a £30 limit? And he went, I don't think so. He said, is that Apple Pay? I said, yeah, it's a credit card via Apple Pay. He said, I don't think so, because somebody did that the other day and the bill was £900 and it was fine. I thought, oh, I'm in here. So I got the watch going and passed it over, and I said, no, there isn't a £30 limit on it. He went, awesome, I'll start telling people that then. But why would Tesco have a limit? Your average person's shopping is going to be more than £30. Unless all you're buying is a drink and a sandwich at lunch, you are going to spend more than £30 in Tesco. It's impossible not to. I believe they're taking it up to 100, but even that's a bit stingy. Do you know you can go in the Apple store and buy one of everything? As long as you know you've actually got enough credit on your card. Apple don't stop you. There's no limit in there, not even the £100 limit. They don't care. You can buy as much as you want. Not all stores have contactless in the States. Don't think everybody here does, Kim. But what's quite interesting here is there's a gap between like stores that you would expect. So something like Waitrose, where they're a big store and they have contactless and everything works fine. And at the other end of the spectrum, you've got like a mobile hairdresser. And they've got contactless and that works fine and you can spend as much as you like. And then in the middle, you've got places like Tesco, where it's £30 and that's it. And they're not particularly the stores you would imagine. The people at the low end that have got just a PDQ machine, they can decide what that limit's going to be. And you know, they're virtually as good as Harrods. It's just this middle band where it's £30 limit and that's it. Hello, Pete. Oh, the limit was 45 for contactless and going up to 100. The limit that they brought in was at the beginning of COVID and it was 45, but Tesco's never implemented it. They said their systems would need a complete overhaul to do that. And I thought, tell me that somebody didn't hard code £30 as the limit and now you've got to have the code redone. You put that in as a variable and then say what the limit is. Clearly they didn't. So no, Tesco's never implemented that at all. Anthony Surprise Banks haven't cut them up with something like that. Like, you could have a disposable email address and you have a disposable credit card number. The banks don't care, do they? The banks really don't care. Mike was looking at some account we've got or other, and he said, like, you know, last year we got X amount of interest on it. So he said, guess how much we've got this year? So obviously, let's say the interest was like £8. So I said, well, maybe a bit more, maybe a bit less. So he said, well, let me tell you, it was less. So I thought, oh, well, let's say, like, you know, £7. It was something stupid like 10 pence. And I said, pardon? And he said, the interest rate has dropped that much. It's ridiculous. And there was literally, like, it wasn't worth the letter that they sent to tell us what the interest was. It was obscene. Same amount of money in a building society, because I got the building, I think the building society account was in my name as the primary one, whereas the bank was in Mike's. Building society ones comes through, and I said, oh, just got some interest from the building society. And this was on a lot less money. It was about a tenth of the money. So Mike said, oh, that'll be like 2p then. I said, oh, no. £27.98. And he went, what? I said, can we move that money out of the NatWest into the building society? It was obscene. Banks really don't care. Long as they've got your money, they don't care. But they really should be more. I mean, I've got a fiasco with the bank. They didn't lock me out of online banking, but they were saying it was limited. They were limiting me to a certain transaction amount for no good reason. Then I tried to log in, and I wasn't trying to pay anything from my account, because we've got a joint account as well. So this was just a personal account. And it started saying you need a number. You know that, I don't know what the machine, what they're called. But basically you have a card reader and you put the card in, and then it gives you a number and you've got to put that number in. So I had all the passwords, all the codes, all the numbers, the lot. And I didn't even know that this thing still worked. I must have had it 25 years. So I digs it out. I thought the battery will be dead. It wasn't. So I gets into it. So Mike's saying, what are you doing? I said, I'm trying to get into online banking. So I've got the card reader in my hand. And then I thought, hang on a minute. What card does it want? And I didn't know. It didn't say. I thought, well, how do I know which card? So I found the card in the end. I'm looking at the card reader and I'm trying to put the card in it. And then I've got to change my glasses, because half the time I'm looking at the screen and half the time I'm looking at this card reader. And I said, there's no number on the front of it. So it's not working. So Mike comes over and he said, have you used this before? I said, no. Why? So he said, the card's in the wrong way around. All right, I'm an idiot. Okay, hang on, let's start again. So I takes it out, turns it back on, puts it in the right way. Bingo, gets a number. I thought, right. So then I types it into to the website. Didn't like it. It was the right number. I don't know what was wrong with it. So now I can't get into my online banking. Doubtless, a fraudster would get into my online banking in 2 seconds flat, but I can't get into it. They also made a bit of a mess with Mike's, but I'll leave him to detail that. They're idiots. Banks, total idiots. Total idiots. Apple Pay is higher due to biometrics involved rather than just a plastic tap. I don't know. I don't know why there's a difference, and I don't know why. I mean, it used to be that there was just a limit and it was right across the board. And now there's 3 limits in play. I don't know whether they get to choose them or whether it's to do with, you know, that your watch is on your... I don't know. But when you can buy whatever you want from Apple and you can... There's no limit in Aldi. It puts me off going to Tesco. It puts Mike off going to Tesco. Which, I mean, at the moment, doing online, Aldi don't deliver. But Aldi have the most amazing array of gluten-free stuff. Way, way cheaper than Tesco. So obviously we're just doing without it. But Tesco, in a normal situation, at the moment, of course, they deliver. So that's the benefit. That's why we shop there. They were the only ones we could get a delivery slot with at the beginning of this. And you know what it was like? It was like bingo. Could you get a delivery slot? You can put the stuff in your basket, but could you get a delivery slot? I said I'd stick with Morrison's when we'd finished. But the Morrison's thing is a bit of a farce at the moment. They've got limits on stuff. But that's why we have this backup delivery on a Saturday if we need it, which this week we did. Tesco sent the wrong butter yet again. And there was something missing. So then when Mike was sorting it out on Friday night, because he can't sort it out until he knows. We do have Lidl in the UK, Renee, we do. And Lidl are fantastic as well. They also have the most amazing gluten-free range. I'm not sure about the limit there. I don't know. Mike will know. He'll remember. I did do some shopping there, but I'm not sure. Not sure. So what did they miss out? There was the butter and something else. So he was sorting that out on Friday night. And it was then that I said, well, why don't you put in some tomato puree? And he went, ah, right, because Tesco are limiting you to three. Their profits must be sky high because we're spending about double on food. And it's like, well, we'll put that bit in the freezer and then we'll make a note that we've got that. And then next week we'll be short of something else. It's ridiculous. It's turned shopping into like an art form. And Mike gets cranky when they don't send the right stuff. Very cranky. Because then he's got to dance around and he keeps a list of stuff that we're not exactly short of, but it's stockpilable. Because you have to order a certain amount or you pay something stupid for delivery. If you're just over and they miss something off and that would take you under the delivery, then you don't pay delivery. But, you know, sometimes the price for delivery depends on how busy they are and what time you want it. So if you want like a prime slot at like 7 o'clock, then you're going to pay through the nose. If you're quite happy to take an 11 o'clock slot at night, it might be like £2. But the delivery prices at Christmas went up to about £20. And that's just to deliver it. Utterly ridiculous. Oh, Jonathan's gone. Good night, Jonathan. Got to sort the rubbish out. All right. Let's carry on. Pete was there in 2013-14 in the US. Never had chip and pin, never mind contacts or Apple Pay, swiping sign for everything. I think that's probably because they had it all there first, Pete. You know, they probably had credit cards before we did, and then the system gets put in and that's it, they don't update it. You know what banks are like? It's not broken, we're not going to fix it. Until the Y2K bug. That bought me a car, that did, you know. Ended up working for a pensions company who, it was November 1999, and they'd only just twigged they had a problem. And they needed an entire system. Now, what their business was not just like looking after their own finance. They had an application that they'd installed on their client systems. So basically, the pensions for half the country relied on this system that it pulled back the data and it went into this mainframe system that I think was written in COBOL. Before I was born. And they did not find out until the end of October 1999 it was going to break at the end of the year. So they took me in and it was like, what can we do with this? And there's nothing you can do with it. Not an entire system, not like that, not that fast. So I said, well, you could rapid prototype a solution that would be a band-aid until we could fix it. How long would that take? I thought, well, we've got until the 31st of December, so 31st of December. And I actually built them an entire front end that we rebuilt the back end to add the dates in, so the dates were functional. So that was fine. But we needed a front end so they could actually interact with that. So while we did the back end, I think we knocked that out in about 2-3 weeks, then the front end took way longer. And I did it because the application they had on everybody's desktop was Access. So we did a split Access database where the data was on the mainframe and everybody had this front end thing. Oh, it was ridiculous. I mean, Access was not really the app for it, but that was the app they had. So to a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So that's what we built them. And it was done in record time. And you know, it's probably still there. They're probably still using it. Dear, dear me. Right. Hello, Tracy. Renee loves Aldi and Lidl. They are. I love them. They are the stuff that they have, if they've got it, and they don't have the wide range that the other ones do. But what they have is such good value. For instance, Tesco do like a packet of gluten-free biscuits and they're like £2.80. There's 10 biscuits in the packet. And you go in there and they're like 80 pence. And they're the same biscuits. From the same company. It's obscene what Tesco charge and get away with at times. Oh, Tracy's not noticed an upper limit on her watch. I didn't put my debit card on it. Mine's on a credit card. So I think the only limit would be the credit card limit, depending on where you shop. And Tesco is not top of my list. I can't stand there at the checkout and go through the thing five times. It isn't fair on the people behind you, is it? And how bad must that be for Tesco staff? They're going to get abuse from people then. Because at the minute, who wants to carry cash around? And the Tesco staff, even if you had somebody prepared to pay with cash, the Tesco staff would be putting themselves at risk doing that. And they're handling your food as it's going. I mean, just no. Just no, 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 no. Kim says, I have a grocery store used to visit almost weekly and they chose not to have shopping time. To those who were older or not have to pick up or deliver. You don't want to support them anymore. That's what I thought with Morrisons. Morrisons did something that I thought was amazing. They took on many, many more staff. They were even sending out, and this was at the first 3 weeks of lockdown in the UK, they were sending out managers with cars. So they were using their own cars to deliver the shopping. They provided, I think it was four times the number of slots that they would usually provide to Amazon. And I was doing it via Amazon. They were so polite and apologetic if there was anything missing. Everything, every invoice was bang on accurate. Every single one. And they also, during that time, there's a limit of £40 for free delivery. They took it down to 15 the first week and then decided to bin it altogether. So for 4 months, you could order like, you know, one packet of crisps, if you like, and they would deliver it free of charge. And, you know, that's worth supporting. Now, it's all back now to you need £40 for it to be free. But the fact that they did that for people, I just thought was amazing. So I personally would get stuff from Morrisons. But Morrisons don't have everything that Tesco have, particularly if it's a Tesco owned thing. But I think they've stuffed up on the butter that much that Mike might be willing to move. The butter's the last straw. Because the first time it happened, I said, you do realise that the delivery person is unlikely to know, because that stuff would be in the freezer compartment, the fridge compartment. So they're pulling everything together at the point they're delivering it. And it says three butters. So he's going to the fridge and he's throwing in three butters. Bad enough, we've got the salt free. I said, but the person who ordered the salt free's got salted butter. I said, so they're not going to be any happier than we are. You know, that's a mistake. And that doesn't happen with Morrisons because the stuff is packed in store. So I foresee a Morrisons in our future. We'll just see. Oh, Tracy says she's never seen a Morrisons when in Britain. Is it a northern chain? It started off mainly in the north. But we've got four. And we've got one in Stockport, which is the one we always used to go to. There's one in Eccles. There's one Salford away, I think. They wanted to build one very close to us. And we would have loved that. We would have loved it, but they said they can't have planning permission. So this old B&Q site is sitting there empty, which is ridiculous. But Morrisons is very, very good. I'm saying we might have to go back to Morrisons for some salted butter, because if Tesco's keep sending the wrong one, you're going to have a heart attack.
We got plenty last night.
You did last night because you got it from them. So where's Madam? Oh, hello. What's that? The dentist stick. Right, Paul. Good girl. Happy girl. Happy girl with a dentist stick. All right, what else have we got going on here? Renee's supermarket offers products for free delivery. You buy those since you need them, got free delivery and products you may not need, but you get your bang for your buck. That's how I look at it. I just think they were so good to do that. And they were the only ones we could get to deliver. They saw us through a crisis of no toilet rolls, didn't they, at Tesco? Morrison sorted us out. Definitely the one to be. As far as I know, Morrison's buy the spa?
No idea.
I'm sure they did. And then they extended that way. Their problem was, at the beginning of this, they don't really have their own delivery thing. They're going via Amazon Prime. But they did very, very well at the beginning of it. So I think everyone realises that retail's not going to go back to what it was.
It doesn't say they did.
Like we've sorted out.
Oh, yeah, it does.
They did buy the spa, didn't they?
According to somebody's LinkedIn, yeah.
Yeah, they did. They did. We used to have a spa around the corner, but it's a co-op now, isn't it? So that one didn't get turned into a Morrison's because it's just too small. Our nearest Tesco is about, what would you say, how far that is? 300-400 metres away?
Yeah.
Literally. It's next door to the, used to be a pub. It's now a gastro pub. So it's called Sandbrooks. Oh, do you remember Sandbrooks going in there? Oh, do you remember that time we went in and we had that gluten-free dessert?
That wasn't gluten-free.
That was not gluten-free. I was sick for about a week. Mike was sick for about 3 days. That was not gluten-free. That was bad. Yeah, they definitely started up north, but they've tried to kind of take Tesco on at their own game. So the first thing they did to try and expand was buy the spa, and I'm sure they bought another one, but I can't remember who that was. And some of them went by the wayside and some of them got like merged into a bigger one. But I don't think they're ever going to rival Tesco, to be honest. But now they've got into bed with Amazon. Who knows? They are the providers for Amazon Pantry in the UK. So if you order something from the Amazon Pantry, the odds are Morrison's will supply it. You can, when you go into Amazon, decide whether you want it from Amazon or whether you want it from Morrison's. So if you go into the pantry and you think, oh, I'll have X and Y and Z, you get them in your basket and you can, at the point you get to your basket, you think, oh, hang on, two of these are coming from Morrison's and one's coming from Amazon. So then you go and look up that thing that's in the Amazon basket and you buy the equivalent from Morrison's. So you need to know what you're doing with it, which I wish they'd make that easier for people, because otherwise people just go to Tesco and be done. But you know that they're probably going to have delivery slots in an emergency. So if I wanted something tomorrow, I would try ordering it about 11 o'clock tonight and I'd probably get my pick of the slots for tomorrow. So they've got a very good system in there. That was the problem. They couldn't compete with the likes of Asda, which is part of Walmart, Tesco, Sainsbury's, because they were so well established. So some supermarkets here don't have delivery, like Aldi and Lidl. But Aldi and Lidl are both trialling delivery. If they had delivery, we'd order from there. So they need to get their acts together. But they're trialling it now because they realise things aren't going back to normal. Would you go back to a supermarket if you actually could at the moment? Or would you think, do you know what, do the online thing? Because we would do the online thing. Even if it isn't any more expensive. It's the same price. I think the biggest problem for us is, you know, OK, so this week we've not got eggs. Well, in that case, we're not going to have mushrooms then, are we? We'll have to have something different because some things you just can't stockpile. But at the beginning, it was very, very difficult. Oh, yes, Kim. Nina was amazing. She is a ninja shopper, is Nina. And she was going out because her mum used to live about an hour and a half away. And she got ill. And they said, well, you know, you're going to have to come and live nearer. And they moved her down to a lovely little flat, which is actually nearer to us than them. But they're literally about a mile away from her. And she was having to do shopping for her. So she was going out, and because she was going out, it's like, do you want anything? And yeah, she used to rock up with that much dog food. We've probably still got some of it stockpiled, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah, but she was great. She was great because, you know, we really didn't want to go out at the beginning. I was up to the eyeballs trying to get people online doing what they were doing. Obviously, Mike at AstraZeneca, all the work had to be here. And that was like morning, noon and night. So we were getting no sleep at all. And Nina sorted us out. She was our hero, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Which we put on Facebook. I had this image of Lola, and it was Lola playing in the garden with like all these tins of dog food behind her and this speech bubble coming out of Lola's mouth, and it said, Nina's my hero. The next day, Nina rocked up not only with dog food for Lola, because you could only buy three tins at a time, but a 9-pack of toilet rolls. So I got this picture of Mike in the garden with the toilet rolls, and I put this speech bubble on it that said, Nina's my hero too. Do you know what? They're going to come up, aren't they, in my Facebook memories. We're going to have a right laugh with those in the next couple of weeks. Oh, it was fabulous. Right, let's catch up. Renee would like to visit a supermarket after a year of delivering. You'd also keep on ordering online as well. I think that's what they need to understand, that is what people will do. Because it gives you... I mean, my mum always used to shop and she would be like, I'm not having other people do my shopping. And she'd heard the horror stories of, you know, I ordered 3 lemons for my pancakes and they sent me lemon washing up liquid. You know, and there have been a couple of incidents where you're like, you want to replace it with what? That makes no sense. But generally speaking, they've been great. So we said, well, we're going to order ours because we haven't got the time. When the Tesco man rolled up, I said, the Tesco man's coming today with our order. And she said, oh, that's okay. So I said, you know, and they actually at that time took it into the kitchen and stacked it on the shelves for you. So this Tesco guy rolls up, doorbell goes. She said, that'll be the Tesco man. I'll deal with him. And I thought, that's unusual. Anyway, he arrived. He had all the stuff stacked outside. He said, where would you like it, madam? Oh, by the time he'd finished, she said, I think I'll try this online ordering thing. You could have knocked me over with a feather. I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I thought maybe she'd warm up to it over like 6 months. It took one delivery. He was ever so polite. He carried it all in. Look, he stacked it all up. Oh, he was really nice. And I thought, oh, right. She had her order in about 3 days later. And that was it. She never went back. Typical. I think it's nice to go out when it's something that you want to pick yourself or something. I'll give you an example of one thing that's costing me twice as much as it would normally. And that is, my now TV thing was vouchers, and the vouchers were £5. But you could only get them from like a supermarket, literally at the point, you know, when you're checking out and they have sweets there to tempt the children. Yeah, I'm not tempted by the sweets. No, it's all the vouchers that are there. So I would buy a Now TV voucher and it would cost me either £10 or £15. And it would either be 2 months worth or 3 months worth. I now have to pay £9 a month for that because I can't get the vouchers. The supermarkets don't allow you to order vouchers and put them in with your shopping, which I can understand because they're so tiny, they could get lost, and yet they're high value for the size of them. So I do understand it, but because I can't get any vouchers, I have to pay £9 a month instead of £5. That's a bit of grieving. I have to try and make that up some other way. There you go. Kim's been shopping once a month at Costco. Can't afford delivery anymore. £50 a delivery for Costco. Oh, I remember saying to Mike, I don't think it was your average shop that they put a £50 delivery on, but it was something. They might have had like a fridge freezer or something. The delivery on it was eye-watering. I think it was worked out as a percentage. It was eye-watering. And I'm thinking, that makes no sense. I can understand it with a fridge freezer. You know, you expect a decent delivery charge on a fridge freezer. But given the fact that that fridge freezer might be like £500, next to it's a laptop at £2,000. And you're charging the same percentage for that, but it's tiny. But that's bad. That's a bad delivery, that. Only shop once a month, and at the end of the month, the food gets scarce. That's what Mike used to do years ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'd literally get stuff in the fridge and freezer for a month and then go shopping four weeks later. So in the last week, you're scratching around and thinking, oh, there's a tin of peas there. What can I do with it? good night, Anthony. And Pete. Good night, Pete. Last week, when I ordered garlic and they delivered a fully grown garlic plant, all green branches growing out of it. Oh, a classic. Now, Renee, if you don't need that, may I suggest that you sell that on to young Jonathan, who was looking for garlic for grandma. Isn't it ridiculous? Oh, it is utterly ridiculous. But what can you go? What can you do? Alex says, I remember in the early days of internet shopping, a friend thought she'd ordered 4 bananas and got £4 of bananas. Oh, good grief. Have you now fallen over the water?
No.
I'm sure you did. Did the water tip up?
It's not tipped up, no.
No. She's playing with your mind, isn't she? Be a good girl for Daddy before bad things happen. You wouldn't like that. Oh, I'm loving the £4 of bananas. My worst incident with a banana. Oh, that was a classic. When I decided to go paper free, you're wondering what that's got to do with a banana. All will become aware, will appear. I was downstairs and I decided if I didn't have paper and I didn't have a pen, then I'd have to do everything digitally, which was fine until the internet installation man arrived. And was there was the device. And on the back of it was the password that I needed. So he disappeared outside and I wanted to get on this thing straight away. And he was saying I wouldn't be able to because the Wi-Fi wouldn't be set up. And I knew better than that. The way I've got it configured here, you can switch a router out in 30 seconds and you're done. There's none of this reprogramming and re-DHCPing and all of that. No, we don't do that. It's easy. But I did need the password. So he disappeared, which meant that I couldn't get to certain parts of the house because I was barricaded in. I spots it and then I realised I didn't need a pen, did I? I could take a photo of it. So that's what I did. And then I thought, you muppet. I only had my phone. So yes, I had this photo, but I couldn't have the photo with this hideous password on it and the network access up on the thing at the same time. I thought, it's fine. I'll remember the first five characters and put those in and then I'll go back. When I tried that, the first five disappeared. I thought, this isn't going to work. So I grabbed the one pen that I had and I thought, that's great. Now what? Because I had no paper. But I did have a fruit bowl next to me with a banana in it. So I wrote the password on the banana. I mean, who doesn't write their password on a banana? It's become MacBite's folklore ever since that you put your password on a banana. It worked. Thing was, Mike came in and he said, why is there a banana downstairs with some hieroglyphics on it? I said, well, obviously my password's on it. You should have seen what we had to do to the skin to destroy it, to cut it up into individual pieces. So the letters were, oh, if you lived here, you'd be as barking mad as we are. Oh, now, when Renee's brother started living on his own, he bought a whole salami because it was only €3. Ended up paying 30 since it was €3 per ounce and the thing weighed a kilo. What are we all like? Do you think that's them or us that we don't read the small print? That was like when I went to London, there was no food. London was weird in the 80s. Oh, it was. If you lived there, there would be like tiny little parts of London that were like little villages. But if you were visiting, and I was visiting, and I was staying at Regent's College in Regent's Park, which is actually, I believe, the headquarters of the American University in the UK. But that's where I was anyway, incidentally. And that had a refectory where you could get breakfast. So breakfast was fine. It was the rest of the day that was the issue. So I thought, well, there must be a little shop. And I was travelling all over London doing exams. And yes, you would see like a newsagent's. But there really, honestly, it wasn't any shops. It was utterly ridiculous. Till in the end, Mum said, you're doing all right for food? And the only thing I could get for food, I'm wandering around thinking there must be somewhere that's got food. I managed to get a small brown loaf from a cake shop, but it was the last one they had and she won't have any more till next week. And it was tiny. It was like a Hovis loaf. And some McDonald's cheeseburgers with gherkin. And these cheeseburgers, you know what they're like in McDonald's? You know, the picture's nothing like the real thing. The cheeseburgers looked like they'd been ironed. They were that flat. So I ate one of them in McDonald's, but I got two more cheeseburgers. One was going to be for lunch the following day. And the other was for dinner when I got back and I had to heat them in the microwave. It was vile. I said, there must be a supermarket. The nearest supermarket to the centre of London was Wembley. And Wembley's in Brent, and that's probably about 12 miles out of the city, which is fine. But I was parked in the college, and if I move my car, I'd never get a parking space. So there I was starving to death when Mum said, I'll deal with it, don't worry about it. And the next day, this huge parcel turned up, absolutely stuffed full of pot noodles. And I lived on pot noodles for 3 weeks. I looked like a pot noodle when I went home.
I don't think I've ever had a pot noodle.
You must have done, surely. I think I had the beef once. Well, when I say beef, you know, everything was, you pour water on it and hope for the best. But which was probably about the thing I wanted to do, because, you know, there's a fridge at college and everybody's food's in it. And there's all kinds of new variants of mould in there. So mine was quite safe. I just needed to boil some water. So I got myself a little kettle and I had it in my room. I didn't need to go out to the kitchen, which was vile. Oh, dear. It was vile. Oh, fun times. Fun times. But McDonald's, I know. I'm with you, Kim. Not good. Not good. It's horrible. When I was in the Navy, it was your only choice. You can't eat there. Now, that's me. You know, I would have had a McDonald's many, many years ago, you know, as a teenager, maybe. But I didn't think there were anything great, even back then. But that put me off. You know, I thought, well, I'll get a cheeseburger. At least there's some cheese on it. But you took it back. And, you know, if it was bad eaten in store, you can imagine just how bad it was to reheat it. So, no, I wouldn't eat that now. The day that Mike and I said, you know, we hadn't eaten and we needed something to eat and there was nowhere to eat. It was Mike's dad's funeral. So we'd done half the funeral. We were going back to do the other half of the funeral because Jewish funerals are in episodes, aren't they, Mike? It's a long thing. And I said, well, the only place, you know, on the map as I'm looking at it is McDonald's. And that was when I said, but I can't eat a burger. There's no way. Not even if I took it off the bun. So I said, it'll have to be chicken McNuggets. Never again. Just never again. That's how bad it is. And yet people choose to go there. As we were driving through, we used to get milkshakes. That was about the only thing that was great from there. Mayer used to love a McDonald's milkshake.
Yes, he wasn't allowed a chocolate one, though.
No, he lusted after my mum's favourite, which was strawberry. But we couldn't give it to him because it was pink. And I think Mike liked chocolate, and obviously that's brown. So I said he'll have to have the vanilla, you know, in case he gets it on his fur. But he did lust after the strawberry, but he did like that. So we were going through one day and we got the milkshakes. And Mike met an old friend who was there with his two kids. And he said, oh, we're treating the kids. And I thought, well, that's not food. The kids might like it, but that's not the point. It's not food. It's not something a child should be eating. It's not something anybody should be eating, but there you go. Oh. You lived on spaghetti with butter in college. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, I used to love spaghetti. Obviously, now it has to be gluten-free. I didn't think of putting it with just butter, though. Oh, that might actually be quite a delicacy. You need to trademark that, Kim, and just say, it's like naked spaghetti. It's a thing, and do it that way. My problem with the sauce would be my teeth were an odd colour to start with, and I was always worried what was in the sauce. I guess I don't have to worry now, but that's not the point. I still do. I'm still a bit fragile with that. Good, happy night. And glad that everybody enjoyed today's show if they were with us for the blend modes. I am going to head off to book club and Mike is probably watching the match. Am I right? Oh, I'm right.
We're watching the match and trying to sort the chat.
And there he is.
Which went wrong.
Yes, the chat went wrong in the thing. So I've not seen all the comments from the show earlier. So don't think I'm ignoring you. I'm not. I just haven't seen the chat because Mike needs to do some magic with it, which he's doing right now. So we will be back with you tomorrow. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.